USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three men who were standing trial for the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia have all been found guilty of numerous counts of murder. That's the trial in Brunswick, Georgia, where the prosecution argued that the young black victim was murdered without justification while simply jogging in that neighborhood. The three men claimed that they thought the man was a burglar and that they killed him in self-defense when he started to resist what was supposed to be a citizen's arrest. The nation's economy continuing to grow, though a key inflation gauge is hitting a level not seen in over 30 years. Government figures out today show the personal consumption expenditure index was up 5%, marking the biggest jump since November of 1990. The holiday break beginning on Wall Street at the closing bell on Wednesday. The Dow had fallen 9 on the day. S&P was up 10. NASDAQ gained 70. This is USA Radio.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A statue of one of the founding fathers is no longer in New York's City Hall. The plaster replica of an original statue of Thomas Jefferson was removed on Monday in a process that took several hours. The latest to be taken down as cities nationwide remove statues that they believe are tied to Confederate symbols and leaders with connections to slavery. New York's Public Design Commission voting 8-0 in favor of relocating that Thomas Jefferson statue because of his history as a slave owner. New York City police are gearing up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, just hours away now. The NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says the Counterterrorism Bureau is out in full force already, and folks can feel safe. Security includes, well, that they'll tell us about, cement blocks, sand trucks, and explosive detection canines being used. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card, play more. Chat with other players, meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Former President Donald Trump expressing relief and gratitude to the jury for clearing Kyle Rittenhouse of the double homicide charges he faced in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The former president telling Fox's Hannity last night,
"That was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second he was going to pull the trigger, Kyle would have been dead."
A man is being sentenced to death in North Korea for smuggling in copies of the hit Netflix series Squid Game. Authorities allegedly caught the high school student watching the show. Sources say it was smuggled in from China on USB drives, and the smuggler now faces death by firing squad. The inventor of the Lambeau Leap is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Former Green Bay Packers safety Leroy Butler, named as a modern era player semifinalist on Wednesday. He was a finalist last year. Butler is in the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and he was on the NHL 1990s All-Decade team as well. And the National Dog Show celebrating 20 years on the air this Thanksgiving. Of course, it will again air right after the Macy's Day Parade on NBC. You can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.